For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton. A little audience participation is planned for this weekend at the Balaguer Theater in downtown Lexington. With us to give us a preview of Adventures in Mating is Rich Copley, who's an arts and cultural reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. So what are those crazy folks at Balaguer Theater got planned this time, Rich?
Well, they've got a show, and they're working with a producer named Jenny Christian, who has her own production company called Lonely Girl Productions, to do a show called Adventures in Mating. And the way it's described is it's sort of along the lines of the Choose Your Own Adventure children's game books, where you'll be reading a story and then it will say, okay, now you have to choose what happens next. And that kind of sets the theme for, or, you know, the storyline from there on out. And so the way this show works is it's a show about a couple on a blind date. And at various points, the waiter comes in and he will bang a gong and then say to the audience, okay, now you need to choose what he is going to say at this moment, or whether they're going to order white wine or red wine, and, you know, or things like that. And then that will set the course for the next few moments of the play, because they'll play out that choice.
So it's kind of improvisational, it sounds like.
It it is. It has an improv-y feel, but it is practiced. I mean, there is a scene written out for what happens if they order white wine or if they order red wine. You know, so it is scripted. They said an interesting thing was that though it's only an hour-long show, they have to rehearse about twice as long as you normally would for an hour-long show, because they've got to rehearse all of the options and be ready to do all of the options at the bang of a gong.
Now, there's, I guess, a little bit of increased interest these days in the story of Rapunzel. It was the subject of an animated feature not too long ago. And now there's, I guess, a ballet version that's going to be taking place at the Opera House.
Right. This is the Bluegrass Youth Ballet, which is a company that's geared toward presenting young dancers in its programs. And they are doing their version of Rapunzel on Friday and Saturday at the Opera House. So this will be an original take on the tale, just like the animated film was.
And quickly and finally, Gene Woods, who's the CEO at St. Joseph Health Systems, he's done a lot to bring art into hospitals. He's leaving Lexington, but he's got a concert himself this weekend with the city.
Right. You know, one of his side things while he's been here has been being sort of the front man for the city, which is a local band made up of professionals in the area. There are people, you know, from several walks of life, and including like Tom Martin, who is a publisher of Business Lexington, is the keyboardist in the band. And as we said, Gene Woods has been the front man, but he is taking off for Dallas for another post. And so their Saturday night show at Natasha's is going to be his farewell.
Well, hopefully you stick around for a while, Rich. Thanks so much for your help today.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and cultural reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. More information about what's going on this weekend is available in his newspaper, the Lexington Herald. Go to the Weekender section. Events are also outlined online at the WEKU website. Go to weku.fm. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.